Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, my daily detachment fam. Avery Hart here, and welcome back to another day of unbothering ourselves and living life on our own terms. You know that feeling when you're just going with the flow, riding that wave of inner peace? That's what we're all about here. Tapping into that stoic superpower of staying calm, cool, and collected even when the world throws a curveball our way. Today's episode is all about living in harmony with your true nature, free from fear. Because let's be real, fear is like that clingy ex who shows up unannounced and ruins the vibe. We gotta learn to kick that fear to the curb and embrace the awesomeness that is you. So, how do we actually ditch the fear and get into our flow state? I got 5 key takeaways for you that are gonna revolutionize your relationship with fear and empower you to live authentically. Number 1, acceptance is key. The first step to conquering any fear is acknowledging it. Don't try to sweep it under the rug or pretend it doesn't exist. Because let's face it, that just makes it stronger. Embrace those feelings, name them, and understand where they're coming from. Think of it like this. You wouldn't ignore a broken leg, right? You'd take care of it, assess the damage, and figure out how to heal. Fear is the same way. Treat it with respect and understanding, and you can start taking steps to overcome it. Number 2, focus on what you can control. Ever feel like your life is a runaway train, and you're just holding on for dear life? We all get there sometimes. But remember, you're the conductor of this train. Choose your route, set the pace, and don't let anything derail your journey. Worrying about things outside your control is like trying to hold back the tide. It's exhausting and ultimately futile. Focus your energy on what you can influence, your thoughts, your actions, your reactions, and watch your power grow. Number 3, challenge your negative thoughts. We all have that inner critic who likes to whisper doubts and fears in our ear. But guess what? You don't have to listen to that voice. Challenge those negative thoughts, question their validity, and replace them with positive affirmations. Think of it like rewiring your brain. The more you practice replacing negativity with positivity, the easier it becomes. Number 4, practice mindfulness. Take a deep breath, my friend, and ground yourself in the present moment. Mindfulness is all about being fully aware of your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on life and taking a moment to appreciate the beauty around you. Ever notice how calming a sunrise or a walk in nature can be? That's mindfulness at work, bringing your attention to the simple pleasures and letting go of the anxieties that cloud your mind. Number 5, remember your worth. You are amazing, unique, and capable of incredible things. Don't let fear dim your light or hold you back from pursuing your dreams. Remember who you are, what you stand for, and never apologize for being your authentic self. The world needs your light to shine. Alright, let's take this stoic wisdom into a real-life scenario. Imagine this. You're about to give a presentation at work, and your palms are sweating, your heart is racing, and you feel like you might just spontaneously combust. Fear is telling you that you're not good enough, that you'll mess up, that everyone will judge you. But wait, that's where our stoic superpowers come in. First, acknowledge those feelings. It's okay to be nervous. But then, challenge those negative thoughts. Remind yourself of all the times you've succeeded before, of your strengths and talents, and that this is just another opportunity to learn and grow. Focus on what you can control. Your preparation, your delivery, your message. And remember, even if things don't go perfectly, it's not the end of the world. Now, let me ask you something. How do you feel after going through that mental exercise? A little bit calmer. A little bit more confident, right? That's the power of stoicism. It helps us to face our fears head on and live with courage and integrity. So remember, my daily detachment crew, fear is a part of life, but it doesn't have to control you. By practicing these 5 key takeaways, you can start living in harmony with your true nature, free from fear and ready to conquer the world. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from a dose of Stoic wisdom. Let's spread the positivity. Leave a review on whatever platform you're listening on. Your feedback means the world to me. And keep coming back every day for more unbothered living. See you tomorrow, and remember, stay cool.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.